This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Shane Brett. Shane, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Shane, who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Shane Brett and I am the CEO of a company called Gecko Governance. And Gecko Governance is a relatively new regulation technology solution for fund managers to help them manage and monitor all of their compliance and regulation. And what we have done that's different is that we are the first company in our space to use a blockchain to help manage a lot of fund managers' compliance requirements.
Shane, how are you involved with the blockchain?
So, from our perspective, we've been building this company up over the last couple of years. We brought out our first version of the product in May this year and onboarded our first set of enterprise clients over the summer. Specifically, as we were growing the functionality within the product and making it easier for fund managers to streamline and workflow and manage a lot of the different compliance and pieces of regulation that they're facing, we came to the conclusion that one of the best ways to manage the compliance process, kind of a no-brainer, was to do it using a blockchain technology. So specifically, that would mean that a lot of the key compliance requirements, so things like regulatory reporting, AML, KYC, for onboarding new investors, the launch of new funds, or even completing regular due diligence, which is a requirement these days, to be able to evidence and manage that process using blockchain technology would not only be more efficient and more streamlined, but it would provide a regulatory comfort and peace of mind for both the fund managers and the regulators that they had a live blockchain audit trail of compliance, which could be proven oversighted and evidenced as part of their compliance process.
Shane, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
So from a challenge perspective, I think there's probably an educational piece to that. So that most in the wider financial services industry, certainly the banks have been very fast to jump on blockchain to see the immediate benefits. So we're on the asset management side, and that probably has been a little bit slower in terms of adoption and also education. People have probably sat on their hands a little bit longer to see how blockchain can help them specifically. So when we sit down with different regulators and different fund managers and related kind of fund service providers, both in Europe here and then also recently in the US, we probably find ourselves going through a little piece of education around here's how you can use blockchain technology. It's often in a way they haven't thought about it before. Some key operational areas, like I said, like AML, anti-money laundering, like complicated processes like launching new funds with many different parties. We often have to educate them a little bit about how that could work in practice and how it could benefit their business. But certainly, once you make it clear from a regulatory perspective and also from a operational efficiency side, then people kind of get it immediately. And we would hear continually that's a great use case for blockchain. And people hadn't seen that before. So certainly that's been very positive. Certainly the when we took on our first set of clients, they weren't using our blockchain-enabled version of the solution. But now as we roll it out to new fund managers with the blockchain database enabled, it's been received really, really positively. And it hasn't actually taken a huge amount of persuasion to get people to adopt it once we're clear about what the potential advantages are in terms of rolling out the technology. On the successes side, really what I was saying was that even though we do have to kind of educate some of the fund managers a little bit about the key advantages for using blockchain for some of the use cases we've identified, from our perspective, once we started to do that since September this year, the feedback has been fantastic and people are much more willing to engage and try that solution and roll it out at their company. So it's gone from a period where 6 months ago, I don't think we could have had any successes in actually implementing blockchain with any fund managers for the compliance side, to now have been successful in a number of cases and to be expanding that roll out over the next kind of 3 or 4 months, which is very much leading into the reason why we're opening an office in New York in January 2017. And that's been driven by some of the success we've seen in the US market, specifically sitting down with regulators like the SEC and some large fund managers in New York City. And once we explained how blockchain could benefit their operational processes and their compliance requirements, they were really keen to look at adopting it.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I think from our perspective, and again, this is what obviously we're in the fund management space, it's going to have a significant impact on two or three different core operational areas. The first one, obviously, we spoke about being compliance already, and that and I think long term it's going to be a no-brainer that compliance, to have that full, immutable, secure, and irreversible audit trail, that compliance and regulatory requirements will be done within a blockchain. But also then from there's a couple of other areas which are still kind of being firmed up, and one of them will be particularly around transaction reconciliation. So currently in the fund management world, when the fund manager decides to complete a trade, normally multiple copies will go to the, you know, the custodian bank and to the fund administrator, and often to a trustee of the fund here in Europe as well. So what blockchain would enable that to do, instead of having those four different entities completing four separate books of record and spending quite a lot in terms of headcount on the actual reconciliation process, instead they'd be able to have one central chain, which would be the list of transactions taking place on the fund. Here we're based in Ireland, and there's a large fund servicing community probably employing 10,000 people. What those guys do is value a lot of the funds independently and also reconcile a lot of the trading activity. And certainly, I'd say one third of the people here in Ireland are involved in this reconciliation process in some way for physical holdings and for cash. So a blockchain in that environment will completely streamline that whole process. And that would have some significant cost savings to both fund service providers and fund managers if everyone's just using the same central book of record. So in other words, though, all those transactions on the fund will be a chain.
Shane, how will people make money with blockchain?
So, I mean, from our perspective, what you're doing is offering a way to streamline existing processes, make them more efficient, and also at the same time, particularly with our regulatory hats on, enable people to have the comfort that they can prove to the regulator that they're compliant with the full suite of fund compliance requirements. So in one sense, they could reduce their headcount and also then make themselves more streamlined operationally. So that will definitely benefit their bottom line. But then on the other side, they're saving themselves some potential both reputational and compliance fines longer term as well, because they, again, having that closer relationship with the regulator will lead to less regulatory sanctions or fines in the future. So the ideal situation we would see is that a regulator like the SEC, or in Europe here we have the FCA in the UK, they'd be able to actually log on to a fund manager's Gecko solution and then access read-only the whole trail of compliance within the application. So instead of having a situation where a regulator might have an in-depth visit every 2 years for a couple of weeks, they'd instead be able to log into a Gecko blockchain compliance module and see in a live environment an oversight of the full audit trail of compliance. So much more efficient, and certainly that's from speaking to the guys at the SEC, that's what they were interested in, because it means that they would be able to push in and out, look in and out of fund managers' list of regulatory checks and compliance requirements on a live basis. And that currently doesn't exist right now. So that would be a big change. So in summary, from a financial perspective, you're going to have more streamlined, better operational efficiency with lower headcount. And then on the other side, it should reduce significantly the risk of fund managers getting fined in the future. Of course, if they are completing their compliance requirements correctly.
Shane, what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Well, just try and familiarize yourself with it as much as possible from what we did. We did two things, actually. Initially, we wanted to understand the technology, both from a business and from the actual tech perspective as well. So the whole team here, both on the business side and on the development, on the engineering side, really came together to look at what were the potential options in the market, what were the latest developments, and then more specifically, how that then applied to our potential business and what, if any, use cases would be there around that. And for us, that's not a one-off process. That's kind of evolving. As I said, we've identified four or five different business use cases which we know can be made much more efficient using a blockchain technology. But that absolutely, it's definitely ongoing, and we are looking at some of the latest developments in things like Hyperledger to see which of these particular pieces of technology will likely be what more widely adopted across particularly the asset management industry that we're part of. So familiarization, and then I think more specifically how that can be applied to your business environment. And then the third thing that we've been doing as part of the kind of education or our conversational process is we've been putting out a series of blog posts and shortly some white papers as well, analyzing and examining how the blockchain solution works and how that can benefit clients. So it's part of that whole familiarization process as you understand better in your company how your solution can on a blockchain basis can impact positively your client base. If you go into geckogovernance.com, they're all in there. We have a whole series of blog posts, and we're putting out a new white paper at the moment. And that summarizes and goes into some detail as well around the various use cases that we would see in the market. As I said, using a blockchain technology for compliance is a new thing. It's more to date had been used around areas like settlements and banking. But amongst many, many industries that are going to be hugely impacted by blockchain in the years ahead, we think that regulation and compliance is a no-brainer. Again, to have that irreversible, immutable audit trail secure, which, you know, has the full list of transactions, documents and files that have to take place for fund managers. And we think longer term for banks and insurance companies as well, to give them that compliance, a peace of mind, and also the regulator their assurance as well.
Well, thanks, Shane.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. And it was great speaking to you today.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.